Beis HaMikdash. So some of it, I think they were quoting from some sources, and some of them they were making up as they were going along. So they were describing what an unbelievable sight it must have been, that everybody was in their houses, and the doors were locked, and nobody walked the streets on the night of Pesach, as it says in the Chumash, V'atem lo seitzu ish b'Pesach beisu ad boker. So the Gemara says there is no such din l'dairus, that you're not allowed to walk in the street. The Gemara says befeirush, that they were finished eating the Korban Pesach, then they walk around, they go outside, they go to say halal somewhere else, but there's no halacha of v'atem lo seitzu ish b'Pesach beisu. That was a special zeus custom only by the Pesach Petraim. Anyway, that particular historian was using his imagination a little bit. But anyway, getting back to this story. So the Ravid says there is no such halacha, and the Rambam claims in fact there is. So if one takes a look at the beginning of the Lashon HaRambam, where the Rambam begins to formulate this halacha that Milas Bonov is Ma'akev and Milas Avodim is Ma'akev, it's quite clear that the Rambam is drawing a distinction between the age of the Bonov and the age of the Avodim. When it comes to Bonov, so the Rambam makes a point of saying Maktanim, i.e. only the children under Bar Mitzvah prevent them from eating Korban Pesach, whereas the Avodov is Bein Gedol and Bein Ketanim. So why should this distinction be true? So a whole group of Acharonim come and say, you see that the Rambam's taking a stand on our question. We want to know, is a father required to make sure that his child above the age of Bar Mitzvah receives a Bris Milah? So the Rambam seems to say no, because the Rambam is linking this halacha that you're not permitted to eat Korban Pesach with the fact that you're not taking care of your duty, you're not taking care of your responsibility. You have a chiyuv to be ma'al an individual, so the Torah says whenever you have an obligation to be ma'al someone, that will prevent you from eating Korban Pesach. So the Rambam's describing what type of a scenario you obligated to be ma'al someone. So if it's Barav Akhtanim, if you have a son under the age of Bar Mitzvah, that's your fault, that's your problem, it's your responsibility, and you're not fulfilling your responsibility, therefore we won't let you eat Korban Pesach. But the implication of the Rambam is that once the Ben is a Gadol, then it's not your problem anymore, then it's not your responsibility anymore. So you're talking about Mechuyah. So in Hilchos Mila, the Rambam is drawing a distinction between Beno HaKotan and Beno HaGadol. When it comes to Eved Kenani, there's no difference. Eved Kenani, even though he's above Bar Mitzvah, there's an obligation on the Adon. But when it comes to Banov, so the Rambam seems to be assuming that the Chiyav of an Av to be Malas son only applies to Beno HaKotan, not to Beno HaGadol.
Maybe the
Israel
really has to become Pesach. Now with the Mila.
Oh, so
maybe once he's a Gadol, that part of the eyes of even more of the
father. Oh, very good. Okay, excellent. Oh, so you're mechavin to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim in his Chiddushim on Shas writes that he doesn't think that this deal that some Achronim had is correct, because he thinks that a group of Achronim misunderstood with the nature of the halacha that you're not allowed to come in Pesach if you have a child or an Eved who doesn't have a Mila. The group of Acharonim, the first group of Acharonim, thought that the nature of that din is that you're not being responsible. You're not doing your mitzvah. The Torah says you have a mitzvah to be mal someone. If you're not fulfilling that obligation, that's ma'akav you in Korban Pesach. Says Reb Chaim, it's not the word. The pshat is, it's not a function of the fact that you're not doing your obligation. It's a function of having an oral b'shuscha. If there's an oral in the world who's under your domain, he's under literally or figuratively under your roof, you're responsible for him, not in the halachic sense of the mila, but rather, he's b'deischa, he's b'shuscha. So then the halacha says that's ki'ilu you're considered to be an oral. Not because you're not doing your mitzvah of bris milah, but merely the fact that you have an oral b'shuscha, that's the problem. So therefore, Chaim says that when it comes to avadim, so my eved k'nani is b'shusi, whether the eved's a baby or the eved's 80 years old, he's the same eved, he's my eved, so he's b'shusi, he's getting ma'akavi from eating Korban Pesach. But if I have a son who's above the age of a mitzvah, and the son doesn't have a bris milah, so I may be chayav in the bris milah. It's quite possible that the chiyav of Yomel Avraham Yitzchak Beno may apply even past gadlus, but you can't call him an or b'shusi. He's in his own house. He's innocent. He's married already. He's got his own kids. So he's not b'shusi anymore. So the halachic boundary, what constitutes whether somebody is b'shusi, is calls man that he's not bar mitzvah. Once he's over bar mitzvah, so pidin, he's not considered to be b'shusi. Whether I have an obligation to be metapel in his mila is a totally different question, but it doesn't affect this psach of the Rambam. Says Reb Chaim, I'll prove to you that the nature of the din that you don't need Korban Pesach when you have a child or an eved who's an orel is not a function of your mitzvah that you're being that you're not fulfilling, but rather it's a function of orel b'shuso. Says Reb Chaim, that second example that the Rambam said, that if a person has a shichla k'nainis who didn't go to the mikvah, that prevents the adon from eating Korban Pesach. Says Reb Chaim, where does it say in the Torah that I'm mechuyev to be tovel my shichla k'nainis? If I want to be tovel, then she gets kedusha shichla k'nainis. If I'm not tovel, so she remains a non-Jewish woman. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah, it's not like bris milah or the Torah says in Parshas Lech Lecha, it's not an obligation to be Tov Mashiach Kananis. And Avraham Bichain, the Rambam says that the lack of Tvila is ma'akiv me from eating the Korban Pesach. Why is that? So it says Reb Chaim, when I own a Shifra Kenayinus, and that Shifra Kenayinus hasn't been toiveled since the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Dovim Pia Kabbalah, Shet Tfil Leshvachos Kenil Liavadim, what that means is, as I have an oracle, you see, owning a non-toiveled Shifra is like owning a non-gamalt Eved. Not because I have a Chiv to be toiveled the Shifra, because it's not the Chiv Shabbai that creates the Psul from Achilus Korban Pesach. So basically, it comes to Chaim and says, this whole Ram Menuchas Korban Pesach is nice and lumdus, you can poop about it and catch him, but it's irrelevant in terms of our discussion. We're talking about, bottom line, does a father has a Chiv to be Malas Kid after the age of Bar Mitzvah? So the Ram may say here, yeah, may say no, but this Ram is totally irrelevant. Now, I mean, you know, in Dinim Mamunah, so that may be true. The Gemara in this, the first Parakah Bamitzi and Iksubis throws around that phrase that Godl and Kotlan is Lav Kotl Mamish, Lav Godl Mamish. That's usually limited in the realm of Dinim Mamunah, in the realm of Zechiyah. Whereas here, the Rambam is talking about Nisav Heter. So the word Godl and the word Kotlan has a very, very specific halachic connotation. So we mentioned again that there is clearly an obligation for the father to be, first and foremost, for the father to be Mala's child. And the Gemara said explicitly that that chiyuv only applies to the father, doesn't apply to the mother. And it's learned out from a pasuk, Oso v'lo osa. So comes the Tosfos in the third of the Mamakomas and asks a very basic question about this lack of obligation for a mother. Oso v'lo osa. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that a mother is exempt from being mal her child? Capably the mitzvah sasei as man grama. Isn't bris milah a classic example of as man grama? And even if there would be no pasuk, a woman would be exempt. Why is it as man grama? Shenimo b'shemini l'leidaso. The nashim pturos. You can't do the milah before the eighth day. So since you can only do the bris milah on the eighth day and onwards, so perhaps that's considered to be his man grama. So it also says v'yesh lomar came into miyama shmilu bahala ein lahefsek la'az man grama. It also says no, the fact that you can't do the bris before the eighth day, but once the eighth day comes, then you could do it liyom avot. Obviously, the chatzil should do it on the eighth day, but if for whatever reason you don't, so then the mitzvah keeps on going. So Tosus assumes that's not really called man grama. But now Tosus comes and rephrases the question. Vim tomar akati mitzvah zeh shez man grama the ein mol ela bayom kedisa perak. The Gemara says explicitly that you're only permitted to do a bris milah by yom and not by laila. So that should gufa constitute as man grama. So again, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a woman is ptura? It's a gzeres hakasa that a woman is ptura. It should be included in the regular rule of man grama. V'yesh lomar to ask you command yom ha'hasam the milah shlo b'zman and hekis bein b'yom bein b'laila. It happens to be one tana tucked away in Maseches Yevamos of Elazar b'Shimon who holds that the din of b'yom v'lo b'laila by bris milah was only said on the yom ches, only said on the yom hashmini. If for whatever reason the baby was sick and the milah got delayed, if it's a milah shlo b'zman, then it's kosher even by Laila. We happen not to paskin like that Tana. We happen to insist that even a milah shelo b'zmana is specifically by yom v'lo b'laila. But there is one Tana of the books holds that a milah shelo b'zmana would be kosher Balayla. So it comes to us and says, Mestam, it's according to this Tana that you need the special Xeris HaKosov of Osov L'Osa. But comes out according to Tosfos, let it be done. We who reject Rabbi Elazar and Bishimon, we who hold that every Milah must be done by Yom, there's no way ever to do a Milah Balayla. So according to us, the real honest to goodness reason why a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of Bris Milah on her son is because it's man grama. We don't need this Pasuk of Osov L'Osa. It's superfluous Pasuk. Maybe it's to teach you something different. But in terms of the p'tur for a woman in the mitzvah of bris milah, the emes of p'tur is of a mitzvah say she has man grama. So comes Tosfos in Maseches Megillah and says a little bit of a different twist to this kasha. So the hikshar ben Ephraim came in the milah in a balayla and can have a mitzvah say she has man grama shenashim p'turos and can kasha lamli perkam the kedushin kradi oso loma the isha and a chayevas loma tape away the mitzvah say she has man grama he. So comes Tosfos and says v'yesh lomar. The ilav also, if not for the gzeres hakos of havamin, I would have said to hide the nashim p'turas b'mitzvah seisha as man grama, that which women are exempt from as man grama, hanu hecha deleka kares. That means regular, plain and simple zman gramas. Like for example, women up to us from tefillin and sittas and kriyas and shofar and lulav and sukkah. Those are lower level mitzvahs. Those are mitzvahs say, which if you don't do them, so you're not chayev karis. Do me the matzvah simcha v'hakol, the leis bu karis. Umi naim matida noshim. Aval says toisvus, mila sheyesh ba karis. Mila is a mitzvah in and of itself. It's in its own category. There's a chayev karis. V'nichas ro'aleh shlosh zer brisos, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that the word bris appears in the context of mila 13 different times. So you see that it's an unbelievably more chomer mitzvah. It's not much in its own league. So habamina de mechayibu nashim lamal as benayu. So therefore, I would have thought that a woman would be obligated to be mal her son, because the klal of man grama wouldn't apply to mila. So kamash b'lano sodavel. So afal pichein, even though I could have made such a habamina that mila is an exception to the rule of man gramas, because it's the mitzvah sheyesh b'karis. The ma'aseh of the din is that women are pturos. And for what reason? What's the mocha of the women of pturos? The mocha is also v'lo osa. So basically, we have major machlekes to Tosim Kedusha and Tosim Megillah. At the end of the day, why is a woman ptura to be mal her son? What is the poter? So according to Tosim Kedusha, the emes of poter is man grama. That's the all-inclusive reason why women are pturos from the mitzvah of bila. And according to Tosim Megillah, that's not sufficient reason, because the klal is man grama doesn't apply to a mitzvah chamur sheyesh b'karis. So what is the reason? What's the emes of reason? It's exeris hakasav of osa v'lo osa. So maybe wondering, might have come in. At the end of the day, women are pturos. So why do I care whether the pturos based on exeris hakasav of osa v'lo osa, or whether the pturos based on the general, the regular reason of Zman Grama? So the Chara is going to chop a very real nafkamina. We started out the sugi by saying that there are different levels of obligation of bris mila. It starts out with the obligation on the father, and what if the father doesn't do it? For whatever reason, the father doesn't get around to doing it, so then Beis Din has an obligation. Beis Din here means the representatives of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael as a whole has an obligation to be mal all the Arelim, Shebesochah. So that second level of obligation, not the chiv of the father to the son, but rather the chiv of Klal Yisrael to the Arelim, are women included in that obligation or not? Should we say that second level mitzvah is only mutelas on all the men, members of Klal Yisrael? Or maybe that chiv b'teres beis din b'teres Klal Yisrael, that applies to all of Klal Yisrael, including the women. What should that depend on? So lechora, that should depend on the two opinions in Tosfos. If you hold that bris mila is a zman grama, and it's a regular zman grama, and there's no new category of mitzvah sheyesh b'kares, so mila and women don't go hand in hand. No woman could ever be obligated in any mitzvah of mila, because every mila must be done by yom. Therefore, it's man graba and finished. If you go with that approach, it tells in kedushin. So then, a woman would be exempt not only from the obligation to her son, but she would be exempt from any obligation of mila, that she has no shaychas to the mitzvah of mila because of man graba. Whereas if you go with the second approach of Tosfos, the Tosfos in Megillah, that Zman Grama is not an acceptable reason, because Zman Grama only applies to low-level mitzvahs, and Mila is in its own category. So why is a woman Petura from being Mala son? There is a cause of Kashetziva Oso Elokim, Oso Vela Oso. That Pasuk was only written on the obligation of a father. That Pasuk doesn't address the issue of the obligation of Beis Din. So maybe, according to Tosfos in Megillah, it's a special Gzeres HaKosov that women are exempt from the obligation B'Torah's parent, but B'Torah's Beis Din, like low gar from any other Jew, maybe in a Hanani, maybe a woman would be obligated. So it could be that a mother doesn't have an obligation to be Malam.
A woman would be obligated when?
Would be obligated B'Torah's Beis Din. She's obligated B'Torah's Klal Yisrael. I mean, she doesn't have the special, unique chiyuv of a father to a son. That doesn't exist for a woman. But if a Jewish woman finds out that there's an Orel in her midst, so she should try to do something about it. She can't just say, no, there's nothing to do with me. It's like tefillin, I'm not chayavis. It's not true that she may have a chiyuv, because it could be that Zman Grama doesn't apply, and the p'tur of a woman is based on Osa v'la Osa, and that p'tur is only B'Torah's parent. But B'Torah's Beis Din, she would be obligated. It was Ma'isa Shahaya that a woman once called me. She told me that it came to her attention in the course of her work that there was a Jewish child who had not received the bris mila, and she wanted to know, you know, what level of obligation does she have to try to be metapel, to try to speak to the parents if she was in such a position, to try to convince them about the significance of it. So, Zetar, well, if you wouldn't have asked me the question, so then the answer is it depends on 2 days in Tosfos. According to one day in Tosfos, it's not your obligation. According to the other day in Tosfos, it really is your obligation, but Torah is based in. But now the problem is you told me about it, so now it's my obligation. So thank you very much for being mechayev me, because I'm asking you to do me a toiva as my shaliach. Could you please be the shaliach based in to please try to be metapel if you can? I don't know whether she was successful or not at the end, but if it would just be a question just from the woman's vantage point, so lechor, that should depend on these 2 days in Tosfos. Right, so the Gemara talks about that. See, the Gemara doesn't talk about whether she was obligated. The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah talks about whether a woman is kasher to be a mohel. It was a machlokes in the Gemara, and it could be, I guess off the record, we probably paskin that a woman is kasher to be a mohel. The Ikar Psach in the Shulchan Aruch is that a woman really is kasher. The Ramah writes that we have a long-standing meaning not to do it. In general, we don't advocate mohelot, but the Ikar Mikra Din, it really would be acceptable. So in that sugya, the Gemara talks about how can anybody say she's psula if Tzipora did it herself. So the Gemara tries to explain why that's not really a kasha, but at first glance, it's a very shtaka kasha. This obligation that a father has to be mal his son, so there is a major question in the poskim, which is really a very real issue, ad hayom hazeh, as to how do we understand this obligation? Is this an obligation that a father must do with his own hands? He knows that, assuming he knows how to do it, he must do the actual meal himself, and he cannot hand this over to a shaliach, that the principle of shalichos doesn't apply in the realm of ris milah? Or do we say no, that milah is no different from many other mitzvahs, that we say shlucho shalom kemoso? So obviously there's a klal mitzvah by yosim v'shlucho, the father knows how to do it himself, so he should try to do the ris milah himself, but if he doesn't know how to do it, or for whatever reason he doesn't want to do it, so if he hands it over to somebody else, he'll still receive credit for the mitzvah based on the principle of shlichus. So what's the halacha? So if you go with the first approach that the mitzvah of milah is not shaykh to shlichus, that the mitzvah of milah only can be performed by the father himself, for whatever reason, we're not sure why that should be so, but in terms of that would be so, so that would leave a lot of us fathers, myself including, in a little bit of a disappointing position. That means we really have two choices. Either we have to go take a crash course on milah quickly, or we have to come to the conclusion that we're not really going to fulfill this mitzvah. But it doesn't mean we can throw our hands up and say, okay, so we don't know how to do it, so the kid's going to be an aron. No, I'm going to have to pay a mile to do it, but I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. I don't really get a mitzvah of chiyuv avlo molosabei. So what's that halacha? So there is a statement in the Rosh in Maseches Chulin that seems to address this issue. So the background, we have to get a little bit of an interesting historical background to what the story was. Ma'isa b'yechad, says the Rosh, she'omel ha'mayel, echad she'omel ha'sbino. He hired a mayel, he called up, as we all know. As soon as the first call you make is, you call a mayel. If you don't call the mayel right away, you're not going to get the mayel. So he calls up the mayel, and he hires a mayel to do the bris milah for him. And if a kodem achir ha'mayel, what happens? Could they come to shul, it's the eighth day, they were getting ready for the bris, then another, the father's davening shmones in the back, another mayel comes all of a sudden, and he does the bris milah. So Gaval, so for Tava Harishon Shomla Av Lamola Minasheni Asar Zehuvim. So now the first Moel who was originally asked to do the Bris Milah wants to take the second Moel, the one who actually did it, to a Din Torah. Take him to a Din Torah for what? On what grounds? So this is based on a sugi in Maseches Chulin where the Gemara says that if a person steals somebody else's mitzvah, so you have to pay X amount of money. What kind of story is that? Minat Torah, there's no such halacha. Minat Torah mitzvah is priceless, but you can't put a dollar and cents value on it. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim made a special takana that if I steal your mitzvah, I have to pay you a certain kenas, I have to pay you a penalty of 10 zehuvim. So the Gemara gives a few examples of this. One example the Gemara says, let's say I shecht a bird or a chaya, so there's a mitzvah of kisi adam, and now if somebody runs ahead and jumps and does the kisi adam rather than the shaychet, so then that person has to pay the shaychet 10 zehuvim. Well, the Gemara gives another example. Let's say everyone's mechabit somebody to bench. He's about to start leading the benching, and then somebody else comes, jumps the gun, and he bumps the guy out, and he grabs the benching for himself. So there the Gemara says, you have to pay 40 zehuvim, because the benching has 4 brachas, so 10 times 4. So you might as well steal the kisi adam, it's cheaper. So comes the Gemara and says, it was kachtik lechacham, a knas for 10 zehuvim per mitzvah, per bracha that a person steals. So Ma'aseh Shorai Kachoy, that somebody stole the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So now the second and the first month wants to take the second one to a Din Torah. Upatre Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam paskin that it's not going to work. You can't take a guy to a Din Torah for stealing the mitzvah of Milah. So Rabbeinu Tam gives very, very detailed reasons why we're not really learning the sugi of Ten Zehuvim right now. So one reason is he says that maybe the Knas of Ten Zehuvim doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that many Knasas only apply in Dayanim and Eretz Yisrael. Then he has other reasons, that maybe since the first Mo was present at the Mila, so he answered Amen to the Bracha, so maybe he also got a Shtikl Schar. But then he goes, try to go through technical details, why you should or shouldn't have to pay the Ten Zehuvim. So at the end of the story, the Rosh says, five lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line of Allah Hanach Taimed Rabbeinu Tam, says the Rosh, forget about all these reasons that Rabbeinu Tam said, nearly lift our mail. Says the Rosh, I think that the mail who jumped the gun and stole the mitzvah's potter, the Afal Pisha Amra Avla Moel Echot Lamalas Bino, because even though the father had asked already the first Moel to do the Mila, Lo Zocha Ba Osa Mitzvah, the first Moel wasn't kind of the Mitzvah, the first Moel didn't grab the, it wasn't really his Mitzvah, L'chai of Acherim Kodem Ve'asa, V'lo Dami L'Kisa, the Amra Torah B'Shafach V'Kisa, Misha Shafach Yichase, the din is B'Kisi Adam, that the Torah says explicitly that the Shaykh at his first cracks the Kisi Adam, if he gives it over to somebody else, okay, maybe he shouldn't do that, but the Iker Chiyuv of Kisi Adam is clearly on the Shaykhet. That's the Gzeres HaKos of a Shafach, his Dham of Chisa, but often Misha Shafach Hu Yechasa, the person who was Shaykhet, the person who was Shaykhet, he's the one who has the first cracks to Kisi Adam. So if I jump in and I grab the dirt and throw it on the blood before he gets a chance to do it, Mama Shaganav, I stole something that was really Magia to him. Let's say the father himself was getting ready to do the Mila, he's a male himself, for Ratzalim. mitzvah shebe'ol. So that may be a throwback to what we started out this year. It means, what's the nature of the obligation of the father? Is it a father's obligation like Hanochas Tefillin? It's his mitzvah. So then you can argue, if it's a mitzvah, will tell us al gufa av, so maybe it's not nitin tishlichus, the same way Yeshiva Basukah is not nitin tishlichus, the same way Hanochas Tefillin is not nitin tishlichus. But if you say that the nature of the mitzvah of the father is really just to be motzi the child, so it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. It's a mitzvah for him to take care of a certain thing. So it's not really important that the father does it. If the father appoints a shaliach to do it, so presumably that should be acceptable. That's one possible twist as to whether we should label the mila as a mitzvah shebegufo to enable shlichus or not to enable shlichus. Maybe there's a different fort legame. There's some acharonim who suggest that maybe the idea of shlichus means as follows. Shlichus means that I have a certain mitzvah to do, and I appoint you to be a shaliach, and you really have no shaychus to that mitzvah. So when you do that ma'aseh mitzvah, the mitzvah doesn't relate to you, so the mitzvah relates back to me. But what if you have a situation where I have a mitzvah to do, and you have really the same mitzvah? It's also your mitzvah. Most of the time of shlichus, you don't have that scenario. Most of shlichus, it's my carbon pesach I want to bring, it's my truma that I want to separate, so you are nothing. So since you have no connection to that mitzvah, so the ma'aseh mitzvah that you do goes back to me as the mishalech. But here, bris mila is unique. It's touching really in Rabbi Rukhamer alluded to. Because every Jew, of course, to make sure we take care of in terms of bris mila. So shlichus is off the ground, because the mile convinces the mitzvah for himself that whenever he does the ma'aseh mila, so it's already his mitzvah. He's doing it because him alachem kol zachar. So once he's yotze, the chiyuv becomes benzin. That's the mitzvah. Can't go back to the father. So it's a technical quirk that maybe there's no shlichus on bris mila. So either the reason why there's no shlichus on bris mila, according to the shach and the rav and the the whole thing is wrong. Maybe the Taka is on Brisbane, like the Ramah says. So, usually we try, the Chatzilu, if you have a father who really is a male, you should do it either because of the Shach and the Rosh, or even if you don't like the Shach and the Rosh, it still is the Klaus, it's a Dach, it's a Mishlucho. So, he's not as male as the so, it could be that the mitzvah is going to be done for that. Let's say the male knows how to do the job a little bit better. So I'm not talking about, let's say, medically better or healthy for the more ludic of bris mila. So then you can have to pilpul those mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucha more important than he the mitzvah. But if you're working with the shach and the rush, that by you're losing the gamut, you just blew your mitzvah. So then close down the lamais, you know how to do it. So you should be required to do it. So there are some people who get very nervous about this shach and this rush, and they try to learn how to do it. Crash course and report. So that's those who are talented may want to undertake that idea. Those who are not as talented, so there are some ma'alim who may go along with this stunt, but the ma'al will set up the entire bris. You may have seen this once in a while. The ma'al will set up the entire stunt and he'll hand you the knife when you're standing utot right there. And basically, the ma'al did everything already, but the actual chatichas are the actual nice and meal itself. So if the ma'al's comfortable with it, and you're comfortable, he may let you actually do it. And those who do it are based themselves in this rush. And then you have the rest of the Klal Yisrael, myself included. I don't know, I wouldn't trust my unsteady hand even for the last cut, so we rely on the Ramah. The Ramah says that Mikra din the Rish Lichos and Thalim Mitzvah Shebegufo, and that's smart, but the Beis Din isn't true. Maybe it's not true because of what you said, that the Beis Din's Chiyuv doesn't even kick in till after the father doesn't want to do it. So most of the Poskim, the Minhag Elam seems to be against the Shach and against this rush. So called upon him, this Chiyuv Ab and Vilas Minos, so we have to understand what the nature of the Chiyuv is, how the Chiyuv relates, it doesn't relate to the mother, and then how this fits into. Thank you.